This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio is definitely in full swing on a Friday afternoon. And man, it's a cool and calm Friday. It's windy, it's cold, and you're tuned in to the Capricorn Adventure. This is the motoring experience. Now, cars are more than machines, right? As we all know, cars are more, just a bit more than just machines, man. They tell stories, the good, the bad, and sometimes the ugly. So today, we take a closer look at the Haval Julian Pro to see if it's worth your attention, right? And joining us is the one, the only, the motoring journalist, Prashurin and Naidu, who'll share, you know, his expert observations and handy motoring tip and to set the weekend off, right? But we've got the hot jam of the week, and that is how we roll, man. Good afternoon, Prashurin. How are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic. And yourself? How is it going there?
I'm good. It's a Friday. It's windy. You know, I don't know why I decided to ride today instead of, you know, just driving. I felt like, you know what, this wind is just way too much.
No, I see. No, it is too much. I'm also feeling it on my side. It's very, very cold.
Damn, man. But it's all good. It's all good. So tell us, Prashurin, what did you get up to, you know, during your week of testing the Haval Julian Pro? And is it quick and fuel efficient, if I may ask?
So I did a lot of things with that car this week, Congrats. I must admit, I took it to my mentor's farm, Mabiani Mabuza. It was a lovely drive, about 90 kilometers back and forth. And it gave me a sense of what this car offers on-road, on gravel roads, sand roads. And I must admit, I was really impressed by the refinement of the car. The suspension was on par. The steering felt so good to the touch. And yeah, it might be putting the German competitor to shame, to be honest with you. I was impressed. And it had a 1.5-liter turbocharged petrol motor, had enough kick, gumption. Efficiency, well, I achieved about 9.7 liters per 100 kilometers. And the highest I've seen when you're putting more pedal to the metal, so to say, is 11. And obviously ours was the S ultra luxury model, so it had a nice few bells and whistles, a bit more power, about 130 kilovolts and 270 newton meters of torque. So it had enough gumption, and overall, Kimbash, I was impressed. It was like a smooth sailing ship, simply coasting, you know.
Oh, all right. Amazing. And now, I mean, you know, they've gone all out to make the Haval Pro look so, so cool. But do the looks match up to your expectations, Prashurin?
I think it was a bit over the top, to be fair with you, King Rush. I think they went for quite an aggressive, sporty exterior design. I mean, they threw on a spoiler on a family SUV. I think, you know, the lip spoiler in front, the bumpers, the black detailing, it looked quite cool, though. I'll be honest with you. Lovely black wheels, a great color. Ours came in gray. And I think they're trying to copy a bit of the Mercedes-Benz with the front-end grille there. I don't know. Maybe it was the A45S model. That they were trying to evoke something there. But overall, very striking. And I think the back end of the car wasn't my favorite. It was they tried to do a bit of a coupe design. But I think it's nice given how fresh it looks. And I think the public might take a liking to how it looks.
All right. And how's the build quality inside the cabin? I mean, what's that one or two, you know, the features that are really cool and they stood out for you?
The build was quite solid. I think notable features was the nice infotainment system, a 12.3-inch screen, heated leatherette seats, and a few things, wireless charging galore, 360-degree camera, a head-up display, and a variety of safety systems. Some that stood out for me was obviously the simple ones, lane departure warning, intelligent cruise, and it even parks itself, which I have not tried yet. I don't think I can trust the car to do that for me, as I'll be happy explaining to Haval that, sorry, the car got not trying to park itself.
Using the Holy Spirit there.
yes, you need Jesus. But it was good, King Bash. I think, you know what, for the price tag, it's about 495,000 Rand. And when you think about that price tag, it's actually quite great in comparison to, let's say, the GLA 200, which we both, you and I know, we don't really fancy because of the build quality inside the car. But this actually puts it to shame. And that car's a million Rand. This is 495,000. So I'm just going to say that.
Wow. All right. Now, speaking of which, and you just mentioned that a huge price drop. I mean, that's basically half. I mean, which shows that the Chinese are definitely making waves, and given the German manufacturers, you know, I run for their money. What's your overall take on the Jurion Pro, Prashewin? I don't even know if, you know what, am I even saying it right? Is it the Jurion or Jurion or Jurion Pro?
It's like tomato, tomato. Eh? It's like, I say Jurion. It sounds like a name of someone, you know.
All right.
But Jurion sounds cool. Whatever floats your boat. Okay. I think that is
okay.
A lovely car. I think out of all the Chinese cars I've driven, the Chery Tiggo 4 Pro, the Chery Tiggo 8, I think this was my favorite out of them because of just how they've come a long way. And I think even German competitors like VW and they're all trying to price their cars less. Like the new Tiguan and T-Roc, it's priced accordingly because the Chinese are bringing some heat. And a few competitors is the Toyota Corolla Cross, Volkswagen T-Cross, Hyundai Creta, Kia Seltos, Honda HR-V. And obviously I threw in the GLA 200. It's a different segment, but why not? And then the Audi Q2, which is double the price for basically nothing. But yeah, those are just a few. And I think, you know what, I was taken aback a bit. Okay. I'll be honest with you.
No, most definitely. Now I need us to get into, you know, the real stuff. I need us to play a game. So what's in your garage this week? Any exciting new additions in the driveway? You know, a little birdie told me you've got something very, very cool. So do share, Prashewin, and I'm very, very excited.
Bash. Oh, my goodness. Literally all the excitement is in my soul. I have the Toyota Supra on test this week. I know, it's a mic drop, eh? And obviously we're going to get into it next week and chat more about it, but King Bash, my goodness, black and white wheels, I'm just excited, I'm waiting for delivery as we speak, and the mouth is definitely watering.
Wow, okay, I'm jealous, Prashewin, I'm really, 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 I'm losing my mind here, but it's okay, it's all good, it's all good. We'll catch up next week, and to wrap things up, Prashewin, could you share your motoring tip of the week and hit us with the hot gem, that is.
All right, thank you, King Bash. So, this is a technical tip, but always clean your fuel injectors regularly with a high-quality fuel additive. Many drivers overlook this maintenance step. Using a fuel injector cleaner can improve engine efficiency, enhance fuel economy, and obviously reduce emissions. It also helps prevent clogging, which can lead to performance issues later on and obviously costly repairs thereafter. And let's end off with something hype. We're going to end off with Future and Drake. Jumpman.
Oh, yes. And that's how we wrap it up, Prashewin. Do have yourself a great weekend ahead and enjoy that beast, man.
I will. I'll be thinking of you. Thank you so much. Yeah, have a blessed one and listen.
Oh, yes. That's how we wrap it up with Prashewin. And I do catch him next week, Friday, on air.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.